Blog Talk Radio.
Let me feel a soul in it. How many spiritual people in the room tonight? I can't hear y'all. How many spiritual people in the room tonight?
You're not a natural being.
Come on, talk to them, say it.
Having a spiritual experience,
but
you're a spiritual being.
Yeah, yeah.
Living this natural experience.
Any witnesses out there?
You're not a natural being.
Oh, yeah.
Having a spiritual Yeah.
because we are spiritual beings having human experiences. Welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and friends and faithful ones in Christ. We are indeed happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to ask Pastor Bill. She'll give us a word of prayer. Hallelujah. And then we're going to get into the review, spiritual things has to be compared with spiritual things. And that's what we're talking about, spiritual things being compared with spiritual things. Pastor Bill.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen, Pastor, and thank you for that selection. Let me be spiritual. Amen. And the scripture I'd like to share is our foundational scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 12 and 13. Now, we have not received, I'm sorry, let me back up. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. What things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Amen. Heavenly Father, as we come before you today, we come giving you thanks for all things, Father God. For this is the will of Christ Jesus concerning us, Father God. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for this day. Thanking you for this broadcast. Father God, we're thanking you for the listeners and those that are listening by internet and those who have called in. We're thanking you for those who participate, Father God. Thanking you for our pastor, Father God, as you use him, Father God, to teach us and show us in scriptures that we are to be spiritual, Father God. And Lord, we just bind up anything and everything that may try to come up against this broadcast, Father God, pleading the blood of Jesus over each and every one of us, our pastor, the listeners, those who participate. And we just thanking you, Father God, for all your many blessings, Father God. As we study your word together, Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Bless all those that are sick and shut in, Father God. You said in your word, by your stripes, we are healed. And we're praying for the bereaved families and those who are going through. You said you will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So, Father God, we ask that you will have your way in our life, that we will help others and show others that they too must be spiritual, Father God. And Lord, we just ask that you will just continue to have your way with our pastor, bless him in a mighty way, guide and direct him, Father God, and just lead him by the Holy Ghost as he brings this mighty word to us, Father God, and help us to receive it, Father God. Let us listen with our hearts and our mind that we're able to meditate on your word. We love you, Lord. Just have your way in Christ Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank God. Comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Pastor read some of the foundational scripture. So we can jump right into this, which I think it would be good for those that don't know. Our foundational scriptures is found in 1 Corinthians 2, and we ask Evangelist Sharon to read it out of the King James, and then as Pastor reads out of Messenger Bible. That's 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, and we're going to use the 12th and 13 verses.
Praise God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And you said you're 14, Pastor. I apologize.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. Amen. I was a little distracted because Pastor's prayer was so beautiful. And she picked the scripture that I was going to read if, in fact, you had called on me, Pastor. And so I heard you and I didn't hear you. And then when you went back to read and you picked the script, part of the scripture that I was going to read too, it just, it kind of discombobulated me, blew my mind, in other words. Yeah. Praise God. Sorry for you.
Confirmation. Praise God.
Yeah.
From the Message Bible. The spirit, not content to flirt around on the surface, dives into the depths of God and brings out what God planned all along. Whoever knows what you're thinking and planning except you yourself? The same with God, except that he not only knows what he's thinking, but he lets us in on it. God offers a full report on the gifts of life and salvation, and that he is giving us. We don't have to rely on the world's guesses and opinions. We didn't learn this by reading books or going to school. We learned it from God, who taught us person to person through Jesus, and we're passing it on to you in the same firsthand personal way. The unspiritual self, just as it is by nature, can't receive the gifts of God's Spirit. There's no capacity for them. They seem like so much silliness. Spirit can be known only by Spirit. God's Spirit and our spirits in open communion, spiritually alive, we have access to everything God's Spirit is doing and can't be judged by unspiritual critics. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Paul starts this lesson by saying, and I, brethren, came not to you with excellency of speech. That's not the way I came to you, but I came to you spiritually. Well, what he says is, I came to you declaring unto you the testimony of God. God is a spirit. Mm-hmm. So they that understand this got to understand that he came to him about God stuff, about spiritual stuff. He said, now, yeah. I don't want to know anything about the natural. He said, I'm not, all I know about is Jesus Christ and him crucified. He says, and I can tell you that when I was weak, I was made strong in the Spirit of God. And
yeah.
It's awesome, brothers and sisters, when you understand that this man, he had the education, he had the ability, but he says, you know what, I'm not coming to you with enticing words, but I'm coming to you based on the power of God. I'm going to show you the demonstration of the spirit of power that is of God, that is by faith. And he said, and that your faith should rest, or your faith should stand, and not in the wisdom of man, but in God. So he's coming to them spiritually, and that's what I want you to see. So when he says to them over there in that 12th verse, he says, now, you didn't receive the Spirit. Man, that's awesome, brothers and sisters. What Spirit did you receive? About that. He said that we haven't received the spirit of the world. That ain't what we got. See, you have to receive one spirit or the other. He said that we didn't get the spirit of the world. So what I'm going to tell you have to do with worldly stuff. He said, but the spirit which is of God. And why did he do this? That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God.
Amen.
And he breaks down. And the 13th verse is so awesome. He says, which things also we speak not in the words which man teaches people. It does not man's wisdom. It ain't about man's stuff. It's a special. It's a special wisdom. But it's the wisdom of the Holy Ghost. And what does he do?
Yes.
He compares spiritual things with spiritual. That's God.
Amen. Amen.
But this is real important that we understand what spiritual things mean. I'm telling you, when you compare spiritual with spiritual, over there in Galatians, we're not going there. We may touch on it next week because we're not leaving this subject. When I say the fruit of the Spirit, for instance, some people are trying to compare fruits with fruits. No, it's one fruit that delivers all these other spirits. Come from that. What, like Pastor was talking about, the one being, what it produced. Well, that's what the fruit of the Spirit does. It produces love. It produces the eight characters.
Yeah.
Kind. That come from one spirit. That's not different spirits like some people think, oh, this is the fruits of the Spirit. Love, peace. No. No, that's one spirit produces these spirits.
All right.
So if you don't compare spiritual things with spiritual, you'll miss it. Even though I didn't want to go that way today, but since I'm there, let me go ahead on and just tap into it. I think it's Galatians. Isn't that Galatians 5, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. 5:22.
Yeah. 22:23, somewhere around there, isn't it?
Yes, that's it.
Yeah. I'm going to ask Evangelist Sharon, if you would, please. And it's a good thing about this scripture, which I was supposed to be on to it next week, but since we dove into this now, so we might as well go ahead on and, when they say holler.
That's all right.
Get to the review in a moment. Just let's point out a couple of things here. Evangelist Sharon's going to read from the King James Version. That's Galatians 5:22-23.
Okay. It reads as follows. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against that there is no law. Amen.
Amen, amen. And from the Message Bible, what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberant about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitment, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. Legalism is helpless in bringing this about. It only gets in the way. Among those who belong to Christ, everything connected with getting our own way and mindlessly responding to what everyone else calls necessity is killed off for good, crucified. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. This is going to be our foundation scripture for next week, but since I spoke on it, I hate not to bring the scripture up. Now, here's the point I wanted to make. It says, but the fruit of the Spirit, not spirits, but one spirit.
Mm-hmm. That's what it's saying. Amen.
See, You got to compare spiritual things. These are spiritual things here. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, faith, meekness, temper. See, all eight of those are spiritual things.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
And amen. Yeah.
See, when people teach that, they teach these different kind of spirits. No, it's one spirit producing all this stuff. Hello, somebody.
All right now. Amen, amen.
It's not the love spirit, not joy spirit. No, it's the spirit that has inside of it love. It has joy. So if you got one, you got them all. But if you don't have the spirit...
Come on now. Come on now. Say it.
You don't have this. I mean, I know that's going to freak some folks out. Oh, well, I love you. I don't think you got to do this. See, then you're not comparing spiritual things with spiritual. The Bible says that the fruit of the Spirit, that's what I wanted to bring out. The fruit of the Spirit.
That's what it says.
Listen, dear heart, this is your nature. A spiritual nature has these attributes. They have these things in them. They're not separate. So don't be trying to have long suffering without having faith. Nope, you don't have the spirit that he's talking about. So don't be trying to have love without having joy. Well, I love them, but I ain't got to. No, you got to have joy.
Amen.
You got to have joy with your stuff. See?
Yeah.
Let me. But I know I went around the wagon, all that. I get that, but I wanted, since I made mention of it, I hate to make mention of something and don't explain where the scripture at. But in this scripture, they talk about these different spirits, and it just makes sure it make mention of the kingdom of God, that you can't inherit this kingdom without this spirit. That produces love, joy, peace, long-suffering, goodness, and faith. See, it's one spirit that produces all of this. Now, there's some other spirit, like envy, murder, drunkenness, all that. All that came from a different spirit. So he says to us over there in 1 Corinthians 2, we didn't receive these other spirits. Here's the spirit that we receive. See?
Amen.
Praise God.
Now you got to think, it's kind of hard not to bring that in, because you talking about the spirit of the world, then you go back to Galatians 5, and then you're going to talk about the spirit of worldly spirits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and these folks, they won't inherit God's spirit, which is the kingdom of God, righteous, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. See, they won't inherit the spirit of God.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And that's
another
thing. A lot of people think that you can't get this stuff to after death. It's a shame. I be listening to folks, man. I'm going like, wow, why they think that way? Erroneous.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with them? I know I need to slow up. I had somebody tell me the other day, Pastor, you know, I want to listen to you. You just fast, man. I don't get it, man. You just be talking, yada, yada, yada. Saying I be wanting to understand. So I said, I have to go back online, because sometimes that thing get on me, and I just have to go with it. I have to, you know, I just, that's who I am. Say, oh, you talk faster than Jamaicans. You know, I said, no, ain't that bad. Not that that's bad. I don't want to offend anybody, but. Sometimes I get a roll going, I want you to understand. So, personally, I'm going to start slowing it down, like he said. But, and I like that. Forget all that other stuff. Here's what you need. You need that spiritual nature. And this spiritual nature, it will produce love. It's going to produce peace. But don't try to convince me that you got one without the other.
Don't try to
take this personal, but somebody know who I'm talking to. They know who I'm talking to, and I'm just telling you, don't be trying to convince me that you got one and you don't have the other one. You got meekness, you got temperance, because all this is one package deal. ain't no,
right.
Well, I don't know about no long-suffering, Pastor. I got peace, but I don't have joy. No, no, you either got one, which in that package is all this stuff.
That's right. Amen, amen. Mm-hmm.
See, that's why it's so important that we understand comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And I want to thank you all for bringing out all of y'all spiritual comparison. Evangelist Renee, she talked about the bird, and which was real good. That was on Thursday, and the Lord allowed us to compare the eagle. You know, an eagle is not like a regular bird, so you have to compare an eagle with an eagle. Red bird with a bird. See, they're two different kind of birds here. So because they're birds, you don't have to compare. You don't have to say, well, you know, they're all birds. No, it's just like when you get to talking about the different kinds of spirits. A spirit of envy is different than murders. It's different.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah. It's a different kind of spirit. Heresy, it's a different kind of spirit, man. Witchcraft, it's a different kind of spirit. Hate, hatred, it's a different kind of spirit. You know, they all works in it, but they're the flesh. They're all fleshly spirit. But we're not led by that. These are laws that govern the flesh.
All right, now.
It don't govern your spirit, man. You are a spirit having human experiences. Don't you know that?
Yes.
If you don't tell yourself, I'm going to tell you. So you can start rejoicing. Why? Because you have joy. Let me tell you what. God showed me this, Evangelist Sharon. Don't ever be sad going forward. Don't ever be sad another day. I said, Lord, why? He said, because then the spirit done left you. I said, no, the spirit done left me. I'm just, he said, yeah, the spirit done left you. Because there's joy in the spirit. So why ain't you, you know, using that joy that's in the spirit? And that made a lot of sense to me. But see, the enemy, he'll keep lying to these things. You got joy. So I said, Lord, show me how to share people. He said, just tell them to think about how good I've been to them. Think about the goodness. Think about in everything give thanks. Man, when you start on those lines, hey, I'm going to tell you, joy is going to come.
Yes, it will.
Yeah, joy is going to come. When you think about what you should have been and how you could have been and stuff could have happened to you, you could have been dead and you could have been shot. You could have been a drive-by victim. I mean, when you think about how God had brought you and you know it wasn't you bringing yourself, I was sharing with a sister this morning. One time I got so sick, and this is kind of rated X, but I got so sick, it was coming out of both ends.
Have mercy.
I said, I started boiling like sweat, man. I said, Lord, help me. And God delivered me instantly.
Yes.
Sister told me she was sick as a dog. Well, that's probably about how I was, sick as a dog, if a dog get that sick.
But God,
when you get that sick, you're going to go somewhere and lay down.
Amen.
When that joy come back, oh, boy, he's get frisky. He start jumping up and down, yada. I mean, yeah, see? So don't let the enemy steal your peace. And I'm about to do this, but we're going to get to the rest of this review. But I want you to know, and I don't know who I'm talking to, but don't let the enemy steal your peace.
That's right.
I know you've been suffering long, but remember, it's long suffering. It's a continuation. So how long on till the suffering is over? So just hang on in there. Because you got joy. Get up. You got love to back that up.
Yes. And peace.
Amen.
Yeah, you know, God wants us sometime to use this stuff. What good is to have all this stuff if you ain't going to use it? Uh-oh.
All Uh-oh. All right. Don't say it now.
She got all that, it's but she won't use it. Full of it. Yeah. She won't use one drop of it. You got temperance up in you. What you talking about? You can deal with it.
Amen. Right. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You're so hard. No, I'm not. I'm gentle. The devil is a lie. I got gentleness. I'm going to learn how to use this stuff.
Hallelujah.
I might
Amen.
Be preaching already. I don't
know. Amen. Yes, you are. Yes, you are, Pastor. Go ahead now.
I want you to think you can treat your enemy. See, your enemy need to see this stuff. He need to see, hey, I ain't backing up off of God's stuff. God done put this in me. Mm-hmm. He placed this spirit in me. I'm spiritual. So you're going to see the fruit. You're going
Amen.
To see the fruit of it.
Yeah.
The enemy don't want you to sure. Go ahead on and let your light shine. Show them that you have love. You got
yeah.
you. I know you're slapping. But it's okay.
Mm.
Turn the other cheek.
Hallelujah.
Don't let them steal your...
Amen.
I guess that's why Evangelist Renee, that's the same thing. Let nobody, them people at that center couldn't steal it. Her family can't steal it. Situations
Amen.
Can't steal it. She going to keep her peace. And I'm going to give y'all this. And we're really going to get into the review, but I'm going to give you this. Listen, brothers and sisters, please listen. Your peace come in the Word of God. You find some scriptures, and you find the scriptures that fit all of this stuff, and I'm going to tell you, you're going to be all right, all right.
Come
on.
Yeah.
Say
that. Say that. Amen.
So, I just want to give you a sample of what's going to happen next week. Because, see, that thing, I had to shake that thing, Evangelist. I had to shake it, man. And God had people calling me, things were going on, and just to get me away. Because I was caught up there for a moment this morning, Pastor. I'm going to tell you the truth, man. I was just caught up.
All right.
But anyway, we got into Romans 8 and 7. So let's go to Romans 8, 7. Let's do 7, 8, 9. And then jump to 15. So that's Romans 8, verse 7, verse 8, verse 9. Then we're going to skip to 15.
Okay. In the King James, starting at verse 7, reads as follows. Because until now the mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. If so be that the spirit of God dwell in you, now if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. From the Message Bible, those who trust God's action in them find that God's spirit is in them, living and breathing God. Obsession with self in these matters is a dead end. Attention to God leads us out into the open, into a spacious, free life. Focusing on the self is opposite of focusing on God. Anyone completely absorbed in self ignores God. Ends up thinking more about self than God. That person ignores who God is and what he's doing, and God isn't pleased at being ignored. Amen.
Amen.
And verse 15.
You wouldn't be happy being ignored either.
Amen.
Before we go to 15, let me say this. And it's kind of like Psalm this up here. It's two things. Either you're going to operate in the natural You're going to either have that attitude or you're going to have the attitude that you're going to be led by the Spirit. You got one or the other. Real plain and simple, people.
Yeah.
And it's easy to know. You're going to either stand in the flesh or you're going to stand in the Spirit. You're going to either be carnal-minded or you're going to be spiritual-minded. See, you can't be both of them.
Amen.
That's right.
I know it's sort of confusing to some people, but I'm going to tell you, you're going to either be under God's control, which is the Spirit, or you're going to be under the control of the flesh, okay? So now we'll read 15. You're going to be under the control of one of them. Really, you don't even have a choice, because whatever you yield, what you're going to be.
That's right. Amen.
For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Amen.
Amen. In the Message Bible, this resurrection life you receive from God is not a timid, grave-tending life. It's adventurously expectant, greeting God with a childlike, what's next, Papa? God's Spirit touches our spirits and confirms who we really are. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
You got to know what's going on. You got to know you're not a slave any longer to sin. You know, see, you're a slave to righteousness, and you're not really a slave to righteousness because we are an adopted children. We got all right now. We got all rights to the Father. But you're going to either be a slave to sin, or you're going to be a slave to the things of the enemy, or you're going to be free and be in the Father.
Amen.
And I like the very fact that he says, again, that just jumped all over me. He said, when you receive that now, it wasn't the spirit of fear. That ain't what you got. That's not what's in you.
Amen.
We got the same stuff in us that's in the Father. And then we went on, and another part I like to do was we talked about anybody else want to have any comments?
Well, Pastor, I'd just like to read Romans 9 through 11, because that just brings right what you were saying. That's Romans 8, 9 through 11.
Yes. In the King James, did you want me to read it in the King James first, Pastor?
Yes, please.
Okay. But you are not in the spirit. Excuse me. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. It shall be that the spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ, he is none of his. And if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwelleth in you. Amen.
Amen, amen. From the Message Bible, but if God himself has taken up residence in your life, you can hardly be thinking more of yourself than of him. Anyone, of course, who has not welcomed this invisible but clearly present God, the Spirit of Christ, won't know what we're talking about. But for you who welcome him, in whom he dwells, even though you still experience all limitations of sin, you yourself experience life on God's terms. It stands to reason, doesn't it, that if the alive and present God who raised Jesus from the dead moves into your life, he'll do the same thing in you that he did in Jesus. bringing you alive to himself. When God lives and breathes in you, and he does as surely as he did in Jesus, you are delivered from that dead life. With his spirit living in you, your body will be as alive as Christ's. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Yes.
Yes. That just brings out what Pastor was saying.
Back to Romans 6, too, also in 8, and people, they're not getting it. And the reason they're not getting it, because they won't open up. They don't realize you have to die. And then you got to turn around and trust God to raise your spirit out up, just like he did Christ from the dead. That's what happens here. But if you don't trust him, you ain't going to crucify the flesh. You ain't going to die. You're not going to say, you know, I don't need this. I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to. You won't. You'll keep fighting it, and you'll make it all right to do this, and you'll make it all right to do that. And you'll never, ever crucify the flesh. You got to let it die.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
And then you got to turn around and trust God that he's going to quicken it. Your spirit again, and give it life.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're talking about having things revealed unto you, especially
Amen.
If you're talking about the deep things of God, you can't do it when you're in the natural. So that's why you have to go through the transformation.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
So thank you, Pastor, for bringing that out. Too many people try to experience God with a personal spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I used to try to do that because I thought that was it. You know, walk around here headstrong, knowledge strong, and not understanding that the scriptures say, I got to crucify the flesh. I have to die.
Mm-hmm.
That old man have to die. But I was thinking along, well, okay, in my mind, it was, but in actuality, in reality, it wasn't happening. So until I made that quality decision, it was that, you know what, I'm going to see if God's going to raise my spirit back to life. I'm not going to serve sin. I'm not going to be a slave to sin.
Amen. Amen, amen. Praise God.
I want to thank Pastor for Wednesday. That was the day that we got our ALC license at where I work at. Since then, some other things happened, but anyway, that's just another story for another time. But Pastor really helped me out that day. I called her about a couple of minutes to 12 and told her, I said, Pastor, you got to get on and you got to just take over. I'll explain it to you later. But she jumped right on there without any complaints, without any, Pastor, what about? She just went right on there and allowed the Spirit to use her. And the reason
Praise
I'm telling
God.
You guys that sometimes that's what we have to do. We have to come out of self and just depend on the controlling of the Spirit. Let the Spirit control you. And that's what you did. And for the reason, I'm thankful.
God bless.
See, it wasn't about her, about God. And that's
Amen.
What it has to be about. It has to be about God, people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, so I appreciate Amen. That. And she went over a lot of the scriptures that we taught on we gave out on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if anything Tuesday jumped out on anyone. But I think it was Romans 8 and 11, because that was one of the scriptures that really jumped out, even when Evangelist Sharon was reading it. It talked about, see, no man know the spirit of a man but that man.
Mm-hmm,
man knows
that's right.
It's the same thing with God. You don't know God's
mm-hmm.
stuff unless you're with God. Hey, how you gonna know God's stuff and you ain't in the spirit with God? How you gonna know his stuff? How you know man's stuff, but you down with man? That rapper died. I forget his name, Tim. What was that rapper name that just died? Tim something. I don't know. But anyway, I didn't know that man mute. But once you go study, you go like, yeah, that's... But the only way you're going to know his stuff, you had to be with his stuff.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, some of these singers sing so much alike. I don't know one from the other. But once you get into that, then you know there's a difference between, what's the name? I can't even think of none of them name right now. Beyonce. And, there's another one. You got to get into that to know the difference. If not, they all sound the same. So it is with the Spirit of God. See, unless you get into the Spirit of God, all preachers, all church folk, all that stuff sound the same.
That's
so you can't do an adequate comparison. The best way to do a comparison is to get in the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Because God's Spirit will not speak man's stuff. It's going to only speak, the Holy Ghost is only going to teach things based on the Spirit of God by comparing spiritual things with spiritual. That's how the Holy Ghost teaches.
Yeah. Amen. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Amen.
Anyone there? Pastor, Evangelist Sharon, anything you all like to share?
Yeah, I'd just like to share that, we all have our journey that we're going through, this human journey. And so we have different days where we're frustrated or agitated or even joyful or good days. If we just take the time, instead of going in our mind, in ourselves, we take the time to open up our Bible, get in our Word.
All right.
That will awaken your spirit and shake it up and show you that, you know, there's the difference between man and the spirit. Because people always say, oh, you know, every time I open up the Bible, no matter where I open up, it has the answer. Well, yeah, of course, because that's the Holy Ghost. So he knows what we need, so he's going to give it to us. God's going to always give us what we need. So, and if we go looking for it, we open up the Bible, it's going to be there for us. Because those that really don't know the Bible don't know where to look for. But when you make a step towards God, he's going to take you the rest of the way. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise God. And Pastor, we also had read 1 Corinthians 15.
And 22, I was right there. Yeah, you wanna read that, Evangelist Sharon? Start with the 20th verse. That 1 Corinthians 15, and start with the 20th verse.
Okay, Pastor. And you want to read the 22? Is that correct?
Correct. I don't know.
Okay.
22 or 23, Pastor? Where you want to go to?
We can go through 23.
Okay.
23. Praise God.
Yeah.
For since by man came death, by man came also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. But every man in his own order, Christ, first fruit, afterward they that are Christ at his coming. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And from the Message Bible, back up here a little bit. If all we get out of Christ is a little inspiration for a few short years, we're a pretty sorry lot. But the truth is, that Christ has been raised up, the first in a long legacy of those who are going to leave the cemetery. There is a nice symmetry in this. Death initially came by a man, and resurrection from the death came by a man. Everybody dies in Adam. Everybody comes alive in Christ. But we have to wait our turn. Christ is first, then those with him at the coming, the grand consummation, when after crushing the opposition, he hands over his kingdom to God the Father. He won't let up until the last enemy is dead. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
And I like that. Mm-hmm. Because it lets us know that we are all in Adam. So it says, verse 22, for as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive. So that's why we have to be spiritual, because Christ is spiritual.
Amen.
Amen.
And we all have to die. The Adam spirit has to die. So Christ's spirit live in us. That's a must. It's necessary. Mm-hmm. And some people think they die in the mind. But people, you have to die in the spirit. I read over there in Isaiah 53:5, where it was 53. And I don't know about the third verse, but the fifth verse says that we were made alive. And I went, wow, isn't that interesting? When did we die?
Mm-hmm.
We died because we was in Adam, but we came alive in Christ, and it said by his
Christ
we are healed. So we are healed spiritually. See, that's how we got healed. We're healed spiritually because we died in Adam because, you know, and we made alive in Christ. Everything about the Adam world. That's why I keep trying to explain to these people about the Old Testament. That's the old man. That's where death is.
Yeah.
And everybody has to die in Adam, just like if you're going to live, everybody came alive in Christ.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I like the fact that the Message Bible did say you had to wait for your turn. But, hey, your turn could be Monday, could be Wednesday, could be Thursday. It's when your eyes become open, like Evangelist Sharon was talking about. People are spiritual. What is it, the 15th chapter we're in? Yeah, it talks about that. It talks about that. Yeah, it talks about awakening, man. People need to wake up to the resurrection.
Yeah.
Christ is not dead. He's alive. We got to embrace that.
Mm-hmm.
And once you become awakened out of your sleep, I think that's what the scripture said, awaken out of your sleep, you'll see it.
Yeah.
Amen.
Unfortunately, Pastor, I think that a lot of people who say that they're Christians and believers, they, you know, attend church and they follow the word of their pastor, and they can't get the spirit can't be awakened through your pastor. It has to be awakened through you and the Holy Spirit, and you have to be in the word. So I think a lot of people are missing it because they're looking to their pastor for the word, or to their praise and worship team, or to their whatever's going on at their church, whatever kind of feeling or emotion that they're feeling there that leads them. When they leave church, they're not understanding the connection. The connection is one is emotion and one is a spirit. It might awaken your spirit while you're there, but it's just like when we were talking about the seed. You know, the seed didn't fall on good soil, you know. It was just awakened maybe through, because I used to go to church all the time, and I used to feel so good even as a Muslim, I would feel good. But I would feel good because I loved music, and their praise and worship team were really, you know, the music was in me, and I was listening to the words, and I felt like I was, you know, with God.
See, that's it, Evangelist Sharon. That's what it designed. The organized church is designed to make you feel good. That's the same copy the world stuff. See, the world, they're designed to make you feel good. Why you think they got clubs? Why you think they got baseball games? Why you think they got... That's world stuff. It's to make you feel good. So everything is centered around making you feel good. So they have this little group and that little group. They have basketball. Man, at our church, we have this and we have that. But it's all about make you feel good. It's a make you feel good thing. And that's what the enemy plays on. Make you feel good.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's the barrier that's in front of a lot of Christians from them understanding how to be in the spirit. Because they're looking for a feeling.
Exactly.
You're looking for a feeling.
And that's why people go to church. I love our church. I feel so good when I leave. That's what, listen to what folks say. That's what they say. That's exactly what they
say. Right.
That's right. Been there, done that. Amen.
But it just keeps you so well. I feel good. I feel like, you know, and it's all about feeling. Feelings is flesh. The spirit is a decision.
Exactly.
Yeah.
See, we don't live, we feel, we live by, you know what that song said, let the spirit, we live by knowledge. My people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We have Christ's wisdom. His knowledge, excuse me. See, we live not by the human knowledge, but by spiritual knowledge. And it's not by man's way of teaching.
That's
remember that first Corinthians 2? See, the wisdom we get doesn't come from man. Man's wisdom, knowledge, teach you to have feelings.
Right.
But when you do a comparison, you'll see one is teaching about feelings and the other teaching about knowledge. And some of them try to make you feel good with the knowledge that they're giving you. But at the end of the day, it's going to come around about feeling good. And you have to pay that price. That's why the church had to pay so much money, because you got to feel good.
Right. Mm-hmm. All right. Amen.
Yeah, that's it. You got to feel good. But anyway, anyone else? Thank you for bringing that out. Anyone else?
So, Pastor, I'd like for us to read... And at 15 chapter verses 42 through 49, we're talking about the spirit here.
So
1 Corinthians 15, 42 through 49.
Okay, in the King James it reads as follows. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption. It is raised in corruption. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made of living soul. The last Adam was made of quickening spirit. Howbeit, that was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural, and afterwards that which is spiritual. The first man is of the earth, earthly. The second man is of the Lord from heaven. As is the earthly, such are they also that are earthly. And is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Amen. I love the way Pastor always has these scriptures ready to bring out whatever I say. Praise God.
Ooh, I tell you, that Holy Spirit be what? He said he's going to lead us. Amen, amen.
Amen.
And from the Message Bible, this image of planting a dead seed and raising a live plant is a mere sketch at best, but perhaps it will help in approaching the mystery of the resurrection body, but only if you keep in mind that when we're raised for good, alive forever. The corpse that's planted is no beauty, but when it's raised, it's glorious. Put in the ground, weak, it comes up powerful. The seed sown is natural. The seed grown is spiritual. Same seed, same body. But what a difference from when it goes down in physical mortality to when it is raised up in spiritual immortality. We follow this sequence in Scripture. The first Adam received life. The last Adam is a life-giving spirit. Physical life comes first, then spiritual. A firm base shaped from the earth. A final completion comes out of heaven. The first man was made out of earth. And people since then are earthly. The second man was made out of heaven, and people now can be heavenly. In the same way that we work from our earthly origins, let's embrace our heavenly ends. Amen. Amen. So that's why we have to have, you know, just that just brings it out, you know, that we have to be spiritual. If you're in Christ, you know, it just brings that out. Let us know the second man was made out of heaven, and people now can be heavenly. That's the thing of being spiritual.
Mm-hmm. That's good. That really shed a light on exactly what we're talking about.
Yes,
you're going to either be part of that first Adam, which is earthly, or the second Adam, which is spiritually, which is from heaven.
Which is
and that's
something.
What Christ came.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Praise God.
Thank you so much, Pastor. And thank you all for Evangelist Renee, thank her. Thank God for all you guys. Thank I like, just love to thank God for Minister Robinson, who's in Atlanta. Thank God for him. And I'm going to apologize on the air. I was supposed to have breakfast with him this morning. But anyway, I just be led, so I hope you accept my apology. But getting together, though. But anyway, I'll give you a call after the broadcast. Hey, I just thank God for you guys, all y'all. And so no one have anything else to say. We will, we're still here. We can go into overtime, you know, after hours, we used to call it in the world. Amen. It's all right.
Mm-hmm. Good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
I'd like to comment on the. It says, you know, I can't say that word. FRUIT. I ain't even going to try to say it because y'all won't know what I'm saying. That's how bad I messed it up. Yes. I have.
You talking about Pastor?
Go ahead, Pastor.
Pastor,
I have
what
the,
the fruit of the spirit.
Fruit of the spirit. Okay.
Yeah.
The fruit. Okay, go ahead.
I'm
sorry. I'm
that's
with you
okay.
Now.
Okay, I have a spirit. Somebody asked me how I'm doing. Say I am blessed by the best and I won't complain because God is blessing me. By his stripes I am healed.
Okay.
I have the joy of the Lord in my heart.
Okay.
I have long suffering. I've been suffering a long time, but once again, the devil can't have the out my joy because I'm blessed. And I just
Amen.
Thank him for all his many blessings. And I won't complain because God is good all the time. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God.
Yahweh has a profound word. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God.
Well, if nothing else, brothers and sisters, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the word at noon.